Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today we are really glad to have Jeffrey family coming.
有 Jeffrey 家人
，and his mother and his father.
他的妈妈，他的爸爸。
And we ask God to bless them, and at the same time,
我们来祝福他们。
And we ask God to bless everybody.
同时，我们也
open our heart.
也祷告神来祝福我们每个人，打开我们的心。
Then you understand what is a true worship.
我们一起来明白什么是真的敬拜，真实的敬拜。
Today we'll look at the scripture.
今天我们会来看一段经文。
And understand what is true worship.
一起来明白什么是真正的敬拜。
And you said enough, we just come on Sunday.
我们只是星期天来，够了吗？
And what about the rest of the six other days?
其他的六天怎么办呢？
Are we going to worship God?
我们其他六天也敬拜什么？
So that's the biblical principle in this matter.
有个圣经的一个原则就关于这方面的。
Okay, so we're going to look at the first, we look at the John chapter 4.
起来看那个约翰一书。
Chapter 4:43. That is John, the gospel.
Okay, 是约翰福音第四章是吗？
They should have to worship in the mountain.
撒玛利亚人呢，认为他们必须在一座山上敬拜，有一个特别的山。
But the Jewish tradition, they prefer to worship in the temple.
但是犹太人他们按照传统呢，他们更看重是在一个圣殿里的敬拜。
So this is the argument for centuries.
所以这个已经有几个世纪的争论了，在他们之间。
And Jesus.To settle the question once and for all.
耶稣呢，在这个时候呢，就已经一次就把这个问题给解决了。
And we read the Bible.
我们一起来读这段经文。
23, not 43.
是23节，不是43节。
Yet the time is coming.
时候将到。
And has now come.
如今就是了。
When the true worshipper,
真正拜父的
will worship the Father,
是用心灵和诚实拜他
the Spirit,
是用心灵和诚实拜他
and in truth.
That
is the kind of worshipper the Father seeks.
这个就是天父所要看到的这样的一个敬拜。
The reason why is God is a Spirit.
为什么？因为神是个灵。
His worshipper must worship him in spirit and in truth.
他的人要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
So Jesus defined worship differently.
所以耶稣他所定义的敬拜是不一样的。
Worship is not a praise.
敬拜不是说是跟一个具体的地方有关。
Mainly is in your spirit.
其实更重要的是你的心灵。
In the Holy Spirit.
是在圣灵里面。
And in truth.
在真理里面
So the kingdom of God is inside
所以神的国是在里面的
So that is the principle Jesus tried to teach
这是耶稣所要讲的这个原则
Then Paul talk about where isThe Spirit, where's the temple? We are going to look at.
接着使徒保罗就分享到圣殿在哪里。
Now we look at the First Corinthians.
我们读哥林多前书。
Chapter, I believe it's 4:10. Chapter 4,
第四章。
Sorry, chapter 6.
是第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
第六章十九节。
Okay, let's. I read the English. Often read the Chinese. Do you not know?
岂不知道
that your body are temples of the Holy Spirit?
你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗
？Who's in you?
是
Whom you have received from God.
这圣灵就是从神来住在你里头了。
You are not your own.
并且你们不是自己的人。
You were bought at a price.
因为你们是重价买来的。
Therefore,
所以
honor God with your body.
要在你们的身上荣耀神。
Now, here's emphasis on the body.
这里的重点讲到身体，不只是灵。
好 ，Okay, then we're going to look at one more verse.
好，那我们再看一段经文。
It sort of complements each other.
然后可以那个互补
Then we'll understand the concept of worship and Holy Spirit and temple.
然后我们就可以理解到什么是敬拜，什么是神。
Galatians
在加拉太书
Chapter 2
第二章
Verse 20
第二十节
And Paul talking about a new life in Christ.
这里保罗讲到在基督里的新生活。
The first thing is that in verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ.
他说我被钉在十字架上。
I no longer live.
基督里面不是我，如今不是我活着。
But Christ lives in me.
而是基督在我里面活着。
The life I long live in the body.
我在
基督在我里面默坐，如今我在
如今
肉身
我在肉身活着。
I live by faith，
我是因信的神。
In the Son of God，
神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me，
他爱我，他为我舍己。
And Paul talking about even deeper that the no longer you live。
讲到更深的一件事，就是不再是你活着了，现在
，but Christ lives in you，
而是基督活在你里面
，in this body，
在这个身体里面。
And not only the Holy Spirit lived, Christ lived，
而不是说是圣灵是基督
，not only Holy Spirit lived, no longer you, but Christ is your life now，
不只是你，不是说只是圣灵，而是基督在你里面现在。
Now we are now going to look at the main text of today, which is in Romans chapter 12.
我们今天看这个，啊，我们一起来看今天的主要的这个经文。
Romans chapter
12. 信息的这个主题经文在罗马书第十二章
，verse 1.
第一节
，a living sacrifice.
是活祭。
You read together. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters.
于是我劝勉你，它是罗马书，
十二章 ，twelve chapter twelve， 为什么？
对，罗马书第十二章。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body,
将身体献上
，as a living sacrifice,
当作活祭。
Holy and pleasing to God
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is your true and spiritual worship.
这是你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Proper worship
是理所当然的。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
And you will be able to test.
叫你们查验。
Approve.
何为？
What God's will is,
善良纯全可喜
悦。Good pleasing perfect will for you.
就是他善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Now, these four passages we just read.
四段经文我们刚刚读。
First, Jesus defined what is true worship.
第一个是耶稣他定义了什么是真正的敬拜。
And Paul talked about what is our true meaning.Of our body.
保罗讲的是什么是真实的东西是在我们里面
actually you were bought at price, and Paul said you no longer belong to yourself.
其实你是被神所买的，你已经不再是属于你自己。
Because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为你的身体就是神的殿。
And now the Holy Spirit own your body. That's why you must honor the Holy Spirit, honor God.
现在圣灵拥有了你这个神的殿，所以你的身体应该用来荣耀圣灵。
To glorify God, your body.
同时荣耀神，用你的身体。
And Paul go one step further to the Galatians.
保罗再更进一步，在加拉太书里面。
Actually, no longer even you live.
而且不再是你活着了。
Because you have been crucified with Christ in death.
你已经跟耶稣基督一起被钉在十字架上，被钉死了。
In the cross.
在那个十字架上。
No longer you live.
不再是你活着。
Christ living in you.
而是基督在你里面。
And now I live in the body of Christ. I live in the body in this life.
而现在这个基督在我里面活着。
Actually, is Christ live in my body? Use the member of my body.
而是现在是基督在我里面用我的身体，我的身体，我的手
，my eyes，
我的眼睛
，my mouth，
我的口
，my internet，
我的这个整个连接。
Internet,
也就是智慧知识，
对，
我的聪明啊
，our wisdom, my wisdom,
我的智慧
，my feet,
我的脚
，everything is for the use of God,
这一切都是为神而运作。
The true worship means you bow your head to either a king,
真正的
deity,
敬拜者呢？敬拜者呢？你的是指你的头呢？你是要那个要向神敬拜，要不像一个王，还是像一个神？
You belong to you are the art belong to the citizen of the king.
你是在这个王的这个这个国家里面是一个公民的一个身份，
Especially in the old concept of kingdom, you are subject to him and you are his slave or his servant.He can use it.
按照这个以前的这个传统的话，说你属于这个国的话，这个王就拥有你，你就是
服务他。Worship means you adore him.
敬拜是说你尊崇他。
You dedicate to him.
你完全献身给他。
And you loyal to him.
你向他表忠效忠。
He is your everything.
他是你的一切。
And because he is much more than you.
因为他。远远超过你的一切。
In the Old Testament, living sacrifice like this, living sacrifice they use animal.
在旧约里面讲到这个活祭呢，他用的是那个熊，是动物。
The priest who sacrificed animal after he killed the animal, and then he used the blood of the animal to spill all over himself.
在那个时候，那个祭司他献祭，他杀了这个动物，然后他用这个血呢来那个来洒出来。
On himself,
而且在他自己身上。
The reason why is he used the blood to consecrate himself, to purify himself.
为什么要用这个血来洁净他自己，来这个来让他自己能够成？
The first thing is he will use that's a lot of blood, you know, in a container or something.
他会用很多的血，用这个装在那个盆子里面。
The first thing is he just spilled the blood on his ears.
他首先用血是用来放在自己的
手上。Secondly, he spilled on his hand.
第二是把血放在自己的手上。
And then he poured down to his feet.
然后血再浇到自己的脚上。
The meaning means,
这意义呢是
if you offer yourself to God,
这个含义就是要他们把自己献给神。
Worship God,
敬拜神。
And Your ear, you know, must be offered to God as God's ear.
必须得献给神，当作神的耳朵。
Your hand must be
你的手
used by God.
必须被神所用
as if that's God's hand.
好像是神的手一样。
And your feet,
你的脚
in the will of God.
会按照神的指引去行走在
祂。As if God is walking on earth.
就好像是神行走在这个地上一样。
That's what you mean.
这就是它的意义。
Sacrifice and worship and consecrate themselves to God. means offer yourself totally to God.
敬拜，这一切都是意思就是完全的交给神，献给神。
In this definition, the true sense is that you as the property offered to God, you become God's property. The ownership is God. Now God's
use. 这个意思就是说是你把你自己献给神，交给神，是属于神的，让神来使用你。
And that is the true meaning of
这个是
worship
真正的敬拜的意义
and sacrifice
和这个献祭的意义。
God does not like animals.
神不喜悦是动物。
God is a rich man, he does not need money.
神他其实很富有，他不需要这些钱。
And God does not need anything, but one thing he needs is
you. 什么都不需要，他需要是你。
Now we come on Sunday to worship God, that's good.
我们星期天来这里敬拜很好。
That's called meeting worship.
我们这个叫做聚会敬拜。
People come to worship,
大家
praise.
到一起聚在一个地方敬拜。
To do certain things in a certain way.
做一些具体的事情
to fellowship together
一起来彼此交通
and to have to break the bread
一起来掰饼
nutritious and also the Lord's Supper
然后一起是那个就是纪念主的这个圣餐
and after that together they teach the Bible they learn from the Bible teaching
然后接着是教导这个圣经这个教导
They even live together in the old day the church the people most of them live together share things
在这个那个早期那个时代基督徒他们甚至住在一起
Now that is the worship coming together That's the most contemporary worship or you come to meet together in a group in the New Testament
这个就是在这个新约时代的那个时候他们在一起的这样一个敬拜
But here Paul is not talking about this
但是这里面罗马讲的是不一样的。
Actually, Paul is trying to explain what Jesus' the definition is. Now you worship God.
讲到的是耶稣所定义的这个敬拜。
The true worship.
现在真正的敬拜者。
Jesus not only used worship, the true worship.
这个不是说是真正敬拜，是真正的敬拜者。
The true worship.
真正的敬拜
is in spirit.
是敬拜在灵里。
And in truth too.
而且是在真理里面。
Now, when Jesus was still on earth and we did not know what's
the 耶稣还在地上的时候，我们可能还不知道这个他的意思。
But after he died, he
等他死了
he will command the Holy Spirit come to live with us.
他会让这个圣灵可以住在我们当中。
He said, "I go, the Holy Spirit must come."
他说我去，这个圣灵就一定会来。
He will live in you.
他一定来，会住在你里面。
Will be your counselor.
他会成为你的这个
your helper
导师，你的帮助者
，your comforter
你的安慰者
，and one who will help you along.
就是一直会帮助你的，在你的生命当中。
We've got a free tutor, person who actually follow us all the day of our life.
哇，其实有三位这个很好的这个导师在跟着我们。
And Jesus through the Holy Spirit, God through the Spirit, follow us.
耶稣通过这个圣灵跟着我们一直在一起。
And no longer I,
不再是我们自己。
But Christ and His Spirit,
而是基督圣灵一直在我们里面。
So that is what it means when you become a Christian.
当你成为基督徒以后
，The Holy Spirit will come into your life.
圣灵会住在你的生命当中。
You have a new heart.
你有新的心。
You have a new love.
你有新的爱。
You have a new love, joy, peace.
你有新的仁爱、喜乐和平。
And you have new hope.
你有新的盼望。
And that's the first thing Paul talking about the grace of God.
这就是保罗讲到的，一开始讲到第一点是关于这个。
That's Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, they said,
Once you believe, 章里面说你一旦信了
，and God will credit you as righteous.
神就称你为义。
You cannot do it.
你做不到的。
But God give it to you, so you become good.
所以使你可以成为好的。
You don't become a Christian because you are good.
你不是因为你好所以才成为基督徒。
God make you good.
神让你变成好的。
Already as a Christian, God made you a Christian first.
先让你成为基督徒。
Then you can be good.
然后你才能成为好的。
At the same time, Christ, through your faith, you are perfect.
通过你的，借着你的信心。
As if you are already perfect.
就是好，把你称为，就把你当作好像是已经是完美的
blameless，
而是纯洁无瑕。
That's the first grace. We were a sinner.
这是第一步的这个恩典。
We were enemy of God.
起初我们是罪人，我们是神的敌人。
We are ungodly.
我们是一点都不属神的。
We are weak.
我们很软弱。
We love the world.
我们爱这个世界。
We hurt each other.
我们互相伤害。
But at that moment,
但在那个时候，基督救了你。
When you are sinner,
当你是罪人的时候。
And then he sent the Spirit. Then give you
差遣了圣灵。
Peace with God.
给你平安，跟神之间的平安。
Give you the hope of the gospel.
给你福音的盼望。
Now you can rejoice even in your suffering.
现在你甚至在这个患难当中，你还可以欢欢喜喜。
Rejoice in a tough time.
在你的困难时期，你还可以有喜乐。
Full of hope.
因着这个盼望。
It's not Christian don't have problem. Christian have problem, but they still can rejoice in the problem.
没有问题，而是在这个困难当中，你可以享受那个时刻。
They become stronger.
而且基督徒更变得更加强壮了。
Because of the adversities.
因即使是这个这个困难
，affliction，
这个苦难
，sickness，
这个疾病
，tough time，
就是困难时期。
That which doesn't kill Christian makes him stronger。
那个不能杀不了基督徒，反而让基督徒更加强壮了。
Because the Holy Spirit empowers。
因为那个圣灵给了我们极大的力量。
The Holy Spirit always empowers。
圣灵一直都在那里坚固我们。
And you can remember one phrase that is called Keys Principle.
记得有一个重要的原则。
The Keys Principle, K-E-Y-S. That's the key.
就是那个钥匙。
You know your key.
你知道你的钥匙吗？
Very important.
钥匙很重要。
Without the key, you cannot open the door.
如果没有钥匙的话，你开不了吗？
Without the key.
如果没有钥匙的话，
you cannot open the heart of people. You don't have to know what the people care about. 你
不能打开人的心。
The key means
这钥匙的意思就是
something you can open.
有些东西是你开不了的
the secret,
那个秘密。
And what's the key principle?
那是什么秘密的原则？
That's the Holy Spirit.
那个就是圣灵
in us,
在我们里面。
You don't have Holy Spirit, you are not Christian.
如果你没有圣灵的话，你就不是基督徒。
And you have Holy Spirit, you belong to.
如果你有了圣灵，你就属于神了。
Then you have this success principle called Keys principle.
然后你就有了这个最主要的这个原则，是重要的原则，是那个钥匙一样的重要的这个原则。
What's the main key?
这个钥匙是什么呢
？K means
K 的意思呢
？Keep
是守住。
E means
这个 E 呢
？Stand for empowering
是这个坚固。
Empowering
是给你施加力量，加添力量。
Why means you
这个 why 的意思是你，这三个
keep empowering you
就是坚固你，加强你在你里面。
And use a popular you know grammar keep on empowering you
就是不断的给你那个加添力量。
The Holy Spirit keep on empowering you in every matter.
圣灵在任何事情上都给你不断的加添力量。
Keep on empowering your heart.
给你的心加添力量。
Give you one love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit.
给你仁爱、喜乐、和平。
That's a free of charge.
而且不收你费的。
Is already prepared.
而且已经有人付上代价。
When you believe Christ, have peace already.
当你信主的时候，你立刻就有了平安。
Then you have joy right away.
然后你有了喜乐，马上就有了。
Then you have love pour into your heart.
然后你有了爱，这个爱就倾倒在你的心里面。
Now you can love someone.
然后你就
who's not lovable.
去爱不可爱的人了。
You can even love your enemy.
你甚至仇敌你都可以爱他。
Of course, you don't reach this overnight. We don't reach this day overnight.
这不是说一夜之间就有的。
is gradually the Holy Spirit keep on empowering you.
慢慢的渐渐的
more
不断的给浇灌在里面，你会可以更加更加的越来越多的爱。
You can love the unlovable.
你可以爱那不可爱的。
You can love the unlovely.
你可以爱那些真没法爱的。
You can love the unloving.
你可以爱那些根本就不爱你
的人，
你可以爱你的仇敌，你可以爱那些你不喜欢的人，你可以爱你的妈妈了，你可以爱你的太太了，你可以爱你的丈夫了，不断的加强你的力量，让那个像那个广告一样。
Energizer keep empowering you，
就不断的给你加强力量在你里面。
And we all buy into them，
然后我们都会去买它的产品。
And if we believe the advertisement，
然后就如果你相信这个广告
，Why don't we believe God's word？
为什么不相信神的话语
？Because the Holy Spirit is power，
神的灵，他的灵就是力量。
Not only power， it's the power of love。
而且不只是力量，而是带着爱的力量。
Holy Spirit mainly is the spirit of love，
圣灵。它最重要的就是这个爱的这个力量，是神的爱，
It's different from this world.
是跟这个世界不同的。
That's why Romans chapter 12,
这就是为什么罗马书第十二章说，不要效法
to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界的样式，
But be transformed.
而是要更新，
Be keep on empowered.
不断的被那个加强这个力量，
By the Holy Spirit.
就是靠着这个圣灵，
Which will renew your mind，
它会更新你的心，
In the knowledge，
你的知识
of the Creator，
是在这个我们创造主的这个知识里面，
The knowledge of the Creator will be programmed uses in the Bible，
这个创造主呢，他的这个知识呢，他已经很早就已经定义好了关于我们的部分。
If you don't read the Bible,
如果我们不读圣经的话，
you don't have power.
你不会有力量的。
If you don't plug yourself, the apparently don't plug yourself into the electric outlet, you have no power.
就好像这个电，如果你不插在这个插座上的话，你是不会有电的。
If your new car does not go to get the gasoline, you have no power.
如果你的车不去加油站的话，它是不会有能源的能量。
By the same token, if we don't
read the Bible, 不读圣经的话，
we charge by the Bible. We charge by the Bible.
不，如果不靠着圣经充电的话，
and empowered by the Bible,
而靠着圣经得力量的话，
we cannot live a Christian life.
我们就不可能过基督徒的生活。
It's similar to if you don't eat food, you die.
就好比说你不吃食物的话，你就是会死的。
That's why we must read God's
word. 这就是为什么我们要读神的话语。
That's why Jesus, now the true worshippers must be worship
敬拜者
in spirit first.
现在要在灵里面，心灵里面。
But the spirit is a gift from God.
这个灵就是神的灵，是神的礼物。
You cannot earn it.
是你赚不来的。
You say I pay $5 million.
而你说我付500万可以买到吗
？No,
买不到的。
$10 million.
$10,000,000
No, it's not sellable.
不行，买不到的。
It's invaluable. It's a treasure.
是无价值的。
It's a gift of God.
这是神的礼物。
Free.
是，而反而是免费给你的。
Now the Holy Spirit is given to you. Free.
现在圣灵给你的。
Now you have the power of the Holy Spirit.
现在你有了圣灵的这个力量在你里面。
The Holy Spirit support you all the way of your life.
在你的生命当中可以一直在坚固你。
Free of charge.
免费的
，along with you, walking with you in your life. Even you don't know,
在你的生命当中，甚至你自己都不知道。
Even in your right hand, you don't know.
甚至在你的右手边，你都不知道。
And but Jesus promised, He lives in you forever.
应许说他跟你永远一起。
Free of charge,
是免费的。
Support you,
支持你。
Counsel you,
那个给你做引导。
Teach you,
教导你。
Empower you.
给你加添力量
spirit of truth,
而且让你有真理所认识的这个圣灵
So that's why spirit equals to God's words, 就是 the truth.
为什么很多时候我们把真理就是圣灵就是相当于这个神的真理
Jesus gave us his Holy Spirit already
圣灵已经给了我们这个圣灵
free
免费的
like a new heart
就像我们新的心 像新的心脏
like a transplant of the heart.
就好像是跟你那个心脏移植换了一个新的心一样。
My father is a surgeon.
我的爸爸是个手术医生。
And he is not transplant. He cut things out.
他不是移植，他是切除东西。
But it's the same thing.
但是一样的。
Means you have to do something drastic.
就是你要做一些就是。
God knows we cannot do it. We all sin. All these generations we cannot change. We all sin.
知道你是个罪人，你们做不了什么，你可以改变你自己。
He sent Jesus to save the sinner.
他是差遣这个耶稣基督来救这个罪人。
In my case, when I love money, when I don't focus on money, when everything,
我是爱金钱。
God save me.
神救了我。
God save me not because I'm good.
神救了我不是因为我好。
Because I'm bad.
是因为我太糟了。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
That's why that God demonstrated His love.
就是为什么神他向我们彰显了他的爱。
Jesus come to save sinners.
耶稣来救罪人。
Not people who have no sin.
而不是那些没有罪的人。
Not people who think, okay, I'm okay.
不是那些人说啊、哦、我很好。
He come to save.
他是救那些
only the one who say, hey,
只有那些会觉得说我需要耶稣，我太软弱了。
That's a free gift. Holy Spirit is not known.You cannot say I cannot do anything.
给了我们这个圣灵。
The only thing why we are weak because we don't read the Bible.
我们为什么会软弱呢？那是因为我们
没有读圣经。The Bible says, man does not live on bread alone.
不是单靠食物而活着。
But live on every word.
而是靠神口中的一切话。
We understand again. Intellectually, no problem.
我们觉得说没有问题。
Practically, we never read the Bible.
但实际上，如果说你不读圣经的话，
你就来一动一吐，
就好像你不吃东西。
In 7 days,
7天过后
，you become skeleton.
你就像枯干的骨头一样。
In 2 weeks, you die.
两个星期后，你可能死了。
But a lot of us die spiritually because we don't eat.
我们很多人就是在灵里面就死掉了。
Eat the spiritual food.
是因为我们没有吃。
Even Holy Spirit cannot do anything. Maybe the Holy Spirit want.
就是圣灵都做不了什么，因为他给的免费给了你。
He will teach you the truth. He
教了你真理。
He will give you the food.
给你这个灵粮。
But you say, I'm busy. I don't want.
我很忙，我
I'm eating a lot of junk food. You know chips.
我吃很多这个垃圾食品，这个薯片。
I conform to the world. Not the world. Everybody like junk food.
我知道这个世界的这个样式就是这样，大家都是
这个垃圾食品。Two income, come to the Bible.
然后我很忙，我有很多这个生意要做，没有时间读圣经。
We all conform to the pattern of this world.
我们已经效法了这个世界了。
That's why we are half alive.
就是为什么我们这个
half alive.
就是半死半活。
That's horrible.
这个很糟糕。
God wants you to be a true worshipper.
但神是要让你成为一个真正的敬拜者。
Not only worship in the spirit.
不只是在这个圣在灵里面敬拜。
Worship in truth, read the Bible.
而是在这个真理里面敬拜。
Eat the food.
要吃那个食物。
Not only for eat the proper food.
而是对的食物。
Don't just read books.
不是只是读一些书。
A lot of them are junk food.
很多书是垃圾食品。
A lot of them make you ill.
很多东西其实会让你生病的。
You must eat the right food.
你要吃对的食物。
The right food God tells you, the only right food is in the Bible.
对的食物。
God's word.
耶稣讲了，这对的食物就是圣经，唯有就是圣经，神的话语。
Love,
爱。
Not love like this world.
不是爱这个世界。
This world is unconditional.
这个世界是他的爱是有条件的。
I love you.
我爱你。
Because you are a doctor.
是因为你是医生。
I love you.
我爱你。
Because you are the richest man in the world.
因为你是香港最有钱的人。
I love you because you are.
因为
beautiful, good looking.
因为你长得很帅很漂亮。
I love you because you have a paying job.
因为你的收入很高。
It's all conditional.
这都是有条件的。
Then you ask.
然后你问自己。
What about if I lose your job?
那如果我工作没了以后，那怎么办
means I lost my money, don't help me.
那如果说我钱没了，你就不爱我了，是不是
？For woman, what about if I get it old? You love other people.
对女孩子来说，如果她年纪老了以后，那她怎么办
？The love of this world is not certain.
爱这个世界的是不，这个世界的爱是不恒定的。
It's ephemeral. Temporary.
就是它是暂时的，短暂的。
Do not conform to the love of this world.
不要去效仿这个世界的。
Because they're conditional.
爱，因为这个世界的爱是有条件的。
And you better watch out.
你要注意。
This is not good food.
这不是好的食物。
God's love is different.
神的爱是不一样的。
God's love is when you are at your worst, when you are sinner.
爱就是在你最糟糕的时候，你是。
He still loves you.
你是罪人的时候，他仍然爱你。
When your wife is still.
当你的太太。
And doing something against her, still love her.
仍然做跟你相对的事情，仍然爱她的时候。
When the husband lost the job, the wife even loved more.
丢了工作，太太更加的爱她。
Because he imitated the love of Christ to love,
效法这个基督的爱。
To carry the burden,
带着这个担子。
The husband,
而且跟丈夫一起担这个担子。
Because They are not one body, two in one.
因为他不再是单独一个身体，是两个合而为一的。
What God brings together, nobody can separate.
神把两人合而为一，是没有人可以分。
That's why Christian love is forever.
这就是为什么，基督的爱是。
Because God tells us already, you are one body, one spirit.
耶稣已经告诉我们，你们结了婚，在婚姻里面，你们就已经合
而为一。You cannot separate them.
你不可以分开。
You said I can separate. You know the world say no.
可以啊，这个世界说可以啊，这个
离婚很容易啊。你上山去送你$20。
这个就可能$20就搞定了。
But God said,
但神说
，Once you marry, you divorce. It's like one body. You cut into half.
你离开这个婚姻的，这个婚姻解散就像是切开两半。
Think about Roman. I cut Roman into half.
罗门如果把切开两半的话，会怎么样？
Dustin cut into half。
我说 Dustin 把切两半的话，
怎么样 ？It's a mess。
活着吗
？It's a mess。
那是会成一团糟。
But God said it's a mess。
神说这是非常的一团糟。
You better believe God。
一定要相信神。
Listen to the love of God, the standard of God, because God's love is different from this world。
神的爱，神的标准，因为神的爱跟这个世界是不一样的。
When you are bad, God even loves you.
当你很糟糕的时候，神爱你。
When you lose your job, God loves you even more.
你失去了工作，神更加爱你。
When you become homeless, God even loves you even more.
你流浪的时候，神更加爱你。
Because God's love is love the unlovable, unconditional.
神的爱是那个不改变的，而且是那个无条件的。
God loves you at your worst.
在你更糟的时候，神仍然爱你。
And people love you at your best.
神，而人爱你，他是在你最好的时候。
When you become worse, nobody love you.
当你变差的时候，没有人爱你。
That's the kind of love.
这个就是
Romans chapter 12 talking about. Do not conform to the pattern of
this world. 讲到说，就不要去效法这个世界。
But be transformed.
但是这个，效法。
By renewing your mind.
这个更新。
In the image of knowledge of God,
更新你的那个心意是照着这个神的这个神的旨意，神的。
So we want to put on the new self, follow God. We don't want to put on the old self, follow the world.
所以我们要把自己放在这个新的，我们要活着这个新的我来跟从神，而不是追寻这个旧的我去效仿这个神。
The true worship is the one who put on the new self, the new truth.
是。是那个。
With the Spirit help and live in the truth of the Bible.
是那个让自己这个新的我可以那个去读圣经，可以那个认识神的话语。
And do not conform to the knowledge of this world, be transformed.
不是会效仿这个世界，而是
knowledge of God.
而是
Now remember, be transformed.
让神的知识来更新自己。
It did not say you can transform yourself. It's you will be transformed. It's a passive voice.
这个更新电话不是说你自己要更新，这个更新电话的是它是被动的。
is the Holy Spirit 传送，
是圣灵来。
The Holy Spirit in you 传送，
圣灵在你里面来更新你。
You cannot 传送 yourself，
你不能更新你自己。
If you can 传送 ，you don't need Jesus。
如果你能更新你自己的话，你就不需要耶稣了。
First, now you understand the Holy Spirit will come into your life。
了解到是圣灵先来到你里面
，free of charge，
免费的。
And become a power, empowering you, keep on empowering you, the key principle. Then move your heart, move your soul, move your mind. Now, you are being transformed. You can love your wife more now. You can love your boss more now. And you can love your mother and father more now. This is the kind of love.
这就是
the kind of transformation we're talking about.
It's not our world. 不是这个世界的爱。
Let's talk about peace.
我们来讲讲这个和平。
The peace of this world is
这个世界的平安是
when you go to see a sunset.
当你去看这个日落的时候
in a nice vacation period.
在这个一个很好的一个度假的地方
with very nice quiet lake.
很漂亮的湖边。
You feel peaceful.
你感觉到很平。
Just the peace of the world offered.
这个是世界能够带给你的这种平安。
But God's peace is different.
神的平安是不一样的。
When you are in chaotic situation,
当你在这个错乱的这个错愕的
When you are in trouble,
当你在这个麻烦的困难当中的时候
When there's a storm,
当有这个暴风雨的时候
Lightning,
这个在闪电的时候
You are homeless.
你甚至在流浪的时候无家可归的时候
My peace be with you.
他说我的平安与你同在
That's the kind of peace God offers.
这个就是神要给你的平安
That is the kind of true peace Jesus talks about.
这个才是真正的耶稣所讲到的平安
The true worshiper, true lover
真正的敬拜的人是真正那个带着爱的人
Offer God's love in their daily life to everybody unconditional
是带着这个神给的这个无条件的这个爱
Coming to church is not enough.
来教会还不够，不是只想要来教会。
Coming to church only your Sunday worship.
来教会只是星期天的一个敬拜而已。
The real worshiper is to live up God's word.
真正的敬拜者
daily
活出神的话，每一天活出神的话。
In love,
在爱里面。
In the character,
在我们的品格里面。
In the relationship,
在我们的关系上。
In the motive.
在我们的思想动机上
in everything, in his soul, in his mind, everything, he'll
love 的身心灵里面都能够显出这个爱
imitating God
就是效法这个神的这个样式
how being reprogrammed by the Holy Spirit
因为我们已经按照这个神的程序在运作了
be transformed by the Holy Spirit
是被圣灵所更新
true worshipper, they worship God every single day
每一天都在敬拜
Every moment,
每个时刻
24/7
24小时
On call
随时可以可以被呼召
To live out God's principle
去按照神的原则法则活出来
God's truth
神的真理
With the key principle
带着这个重要的这个原则
Key means keep
On, 这个原则，这个 key， 这个钥匙的意思。这个 K 呢，意思是
E means empowering，
继续加强。这个E 呢，就是这个给你加添力量。
By the Holy Spirit，
圣灵给你加添力量。
Keep on empowering，
不断的
empowering，
不断加添力量。
The Holy Spirit keep on empowering
you。Y 就是你，圣灵会不断的给你加添。
Now look about the S now.
K-E-Y-S is the key.
Keep on empowering. You don't do it. Holy Spirit do it for you. Keep on empowering you.
就是继续在你里面
Keep on charging you.
就是继续给你充电
Because you're weak.
因为你软弱
Because you're not strong.
因为你不强壮
But God is strong.
但神是强壮的
So he keep on empowering you.
所以他不断地给你加添
Because Holy Spirit is life.
因为圣灵 是这个
The Holy Spirit created the universe
而且是圣灵你知道圣灵创造了整个宇宙
So the Holy Spirit is life, is power
圣灵
keep on with
是生命它是力量
Keep on empowering you
它不断地给你加添力量
But he lives in you
因为它住在你里面
Now you can live your Christian life
现在你可以活 活出
基督。We need to Krishna.
你非常需要这个基督。
We need to become a true worshipper to worship God.
我们需要成为这个真正的敬拜者，敬拜神。
In your daily life,
每一天。
Truly offer the body, your body,
真的是把我们的身体献上
as an instrument,
好像是个
to serve God,
器皿来服侍神
to open the door for all,
开门为那个老奶奶开门
and in, when your enemies, you know, when someone he doesn't like you in trouble, you offer help.
在你的敌人面前他不喜欢你，你可以去
Yeah. When your husband lost the job,
你的先生丢了工作
you say, honey, no problem.
你说，亲爱的，没关系。
We'll go through this together.
我们可以一起来度过。
You'll find a job.
你会找到工作的。
And God is faithful.
神是信实。
They pray together.
我们一起祷告。
That's the kind of love we're talking about.
这个就是我们要讲到的。
That's why how can you marry someone who is not a Christian?
你如果你跟一个非基督徒结婚的话。
You're not going to pray together.
你不可能会一起祷告的。
You're going to blame on each other.
你可能会互相责备。
Because the worldly standard. Hey, how come everybody
is doing that? Hey, 怎么可能？这个大家都是这样。如果工作丢掉的话
，I think I make a mistake. I chose you. That's my mistake.
哦，那个可能是我，这个、我错了，我选择。
I give you one more. I'll give you 2 months to find a job. You don't find.
我给你两个月，你去找工作。如果你找不到的话
，Then don't blame me.
OK, 别骂我。
I have to move on.
我得要过我自己的生活。
Conditional love of this world.
这个就是世界上讲的有条件的这个。
That's conditional peace of this world.
这个世界上它是没有这个真正的平安的。
Right? At work, you say, "Hey, this guy is good to me. I'm good with him."
工作的时候，哎，你觉得说这个人对我很好，我对他。
This guy is picking on me.
如果这个人他老挑我的刺儿
，I'm gonna pick on him too.
我也挑他的刺儿。
He step on me, I step on him.
他踩我，我也踩他。
There's no peace.
以眼还眼，都没有平安。
But God's peace is different.
但神的平安不一样。
He's not nice to me.
他对我不好。
I still nice to him.
我仍然对他。
I overcome evil with good.
我甚至以善胜恶。
Even I pray for him.
我甚至为他祷告。
I never bless, curse him, I bless him.
我从不咒诅他，我反而祝福他。
Krishna is peace giver.
基督徒是
peace.
基督徒是追求平安的。
Peace lover.
是爱平安的。
To eliminate your family is not to kill them.
如果你要消除你仇敌的话，不是去杀掉他。
To make them your friend.
而是成为他的朋友。
To say hello.
去跟他说 hello.
When he is trouble, you help him.
当他在困难当中的时候，你去帮助他。
The guy right beside me have a quarrel about something.
是我旁边的人跟我吵架的人。
Then we have some kind of we don't really talk to each other anymore.
我们可能再也不讲话了。
I think that's not Christian way.
我觉得说这个不是基督徒的方式。
I can teach, but I cannot do practice.
如果说我只是讲道，但我不去做的话
，Then one day I saw
怎么办
？I saw his house have a lot of.They cut a lot of the tree and then hold a lot of them in there, still lying there in the street.
我有一天看到他在砍那个树，有很多的东西散落在地上。
Yeah, anyone you have house, you know, you have to cut those.
如果你知道你有房子的话，你知道在砍树的
东西
怎么样子。
Too many insects and all these things.
这个树很大，
然后
很
多
昆虫这些东西。
And prune it, then it become better. Right, one day I think, okay.If I can do something good to him,
那天我看到他以后，就是我的以前的
错。Maybe
就是我看到他，我想说，哎，我或许我可以做点什么，或许我们可以。
Christian always want to do
things. 这个基督徒一直都是这样的，就是希望能够追求这个和平。
Then I call a truck to pick up my stuff, and then I saw his stuff. Hey, why don't we pick up his stuff?
我那个我叫了一辆那个卡车来拿走我的垃圾的时候，我想，哎，为什么不可以帮帮他拿走他的东西？
Then one day he said, he come to my house. He said, "Hey, did you move my stuff?"
他那天来到我这边跟我说，他说，哎，你是不是把我的东西给拿走
？I thought he's going to kill me.
我说，哎，我以为他要杀了我。
He said, "Thank you."
他说，谢谢你。
I have hard time. My wife gave me a hard time. I don't know how to move it. It's too expensive.
他说，我的太太给我了很多的麻烦，我想要拿走那些垃圾，但我那个太贵了，我付不起那个钱。
Then we become friend again.
所以我后来跟他成为朋友了。
Christian make the first move.
所以基督徒是首先踏出一步的。
It's in the giving we receive already.
是这是礼物，我们已经先收到了。
God wants to forgive.
是神要让我们
and give and give.
让我们神要让我们给给给。
Because God will give us more.
因为神会给我们更多。
But you expect people to give you more forgiveness.
但是如果你想要让别人给你更多的话。
Remember,
算了
when you give something, you expect someone to give you back something, you're going to be disappointed.
但是你要是这么想的话，你会很失望的。
Human nature that you give me, I'll take advantage. I want more.
如果是按照人的这个这个人的本性的话，如果你给我的话，我要更多。
He'll exhaust you.
他会让你那个完全崩溃。
If we depend on human beings, no. We have couple. We build relationship because God loves us. That's why we love others.
是因为神爱我们，所以我们才可以爱别人。
Our resources from God.
我们的能那个源头是在。
We draw the power from God.
我们可以从他的。
We draw the love from God.
力量。
We draw the peace from God.
得到爱，得到平安。
That's why we are being transformed.
这就是我们
by God's word, by the Holy Spirit,
怎么样靠着圣灵，靠着神的话语被更新变化。
If you live out your daily life like this, this is a true worshipper.
如果你每天都这样活着的话，这个就是真正的敬拜者。
Not just a Sunday worshipper.
那不只是星期天的这个敬拜。
It's a true worshipper. Live out what you learn on Sunday.
敬拜者是你活出这个星期天所学到的。
And more.
而且还更多
Live out God's principle
活出神的法则
Through the power of the Holy Spirit
带着这个圣灵的加添的力量
The key principle
就是那个就关键这个钥匙的这个给你的这个力量
Keep on empowering you
就是不断的加添在你里面加添力量的这个圣灵
Holy Spirit keep empowering you
不断的给你加添力量
You don't have to do anything
你不需要做什么
，It's automatic，
这个自动的
，already in you，
已经在你里面
，the power already in you，
那个力量已经在你
，the kingdom of God already in you，
神的国已经在你
，the transformation already in you，
这个更新转变已经在你里面
，you still need to do one thing，
依然还需要做一件事
，that's all wisdom wants to bring is to read the Bible，
这个就是读圣经
，read the truth，
读真理。
What is God's love? Then you read how Jesus loved people. Then you learn from that.
你知道你要从那里面去学习。
How to make peace with your coworker?
怎么样去跟你的同事建立好的关系
？Have a lot of principles.
圣经上说了很多这些原则。
And that is true living sacrifice. Living sacrifice
真正的活祭
means you use your body to serve God.
真正的活祭就是用你的身体来献给神。
Even the Holy Spirit cannot do it for you.
圣灵也不能为你做。
Holy Spirit will move you, encourage you,
感动你，鼓励你
，and empower you, but
给你加强力量。
If you don't do that,
但如果你不做的话
，you still cannot be accomplished.
你还是不可能这个成就这些。
But one thing is, if you read the Bible, the truth will set you free.
你读圣经的话，这个真理会让你得自由。
The more you read, the more you love the Bible. The more you open your mind, the more
圣经你越爱神的话，你可以得着更多，你会更想要更多。
You know what the Bible is addictive?
你知道圣经说什么
？Addictive，
你会上瘾。
The more you read, the more find the truth.
越读你会越发现真理。
The more you worship God,
你越就会越敬拜神。
The more you will build relationship with your mother.
越能够跟别人建立好的
关系 The more you glorify God,
要更加荣耀神
Then you become a living sacrifice.
然后你就成为真正的活着
Really living.
是真的是活着的
Because you live out God's principle.
因为你活出神的法则
In your life.
在你的生命当中
And you've been transformed.
然后你就被更新了
Keep on being transformed by the Holy Spirit.
不断的被更新在圣灵里面
You cannot transform the Holy Spirit. He's charging you, charging you.
而是圣灵不断给你充电、充电、充电。
With God's truth
是靠着什么？是神的话语。
Without the Bible，
如果没有圣经的话
，That's only the world truth. You will be misled.
只有这个世界的真理，你会被误导的。
You'll go astray.
你会走偏路的。
But with the Bible，
但是有了圣经
，You walk in the right.
你会走在这个正确的路上。
You will have wisdom.
你会有智慧。
You will have the blessing of God.
你会有神的祝福。
And you will love and love and forgive and forgive.
爱
And a lot of hope.
原谅赦免。
A lot of joy.
更很多的喜乐。
A lot of everything.
而且很多的一切。
Because God promised you, give you enough.
是因为神已经向你应许了，他会给你这些。
Now, I just give you one more formula.
好，我再给你一个妙法。
How to worship God as a living sacrifice in your daily life means you are alive to serve God and being used by God as the puppet of God and the instrument of God. You will glorify Him.
每天在你的生活当中，你献给神，你成为这个神的器皿，你可以被神所用。
God transform you.
神会更新你。
The world try to bring you down.
世界会想要把你拉下来。
Then everything you do, you have the two sets of principle.
你做任何事情的时候，你会有两套标准。
Your friend asks you, "What should I do in this situation?"
朋友问你，哎，我这个事情怎么办？
And you say, "You did not read the Bible. The only way you can do is use your worldly thinking."
然后你，如果你不读圣经的话，你就会用世界的。
But if you read the Bible,
但如果你读圣经的话
，God's way is the best way.
神的道路，他的方法是最好的方法。
He will teach you,
他会教。
This is the best way. Then you can.
这是最好的方法。
You can share with him.
然后你可以跟你的朋友分享
Then it works.
然后就会他会他领
Then you glorify God.
然后你就归荣耀给神
And the other person want more of
另外一个人他会更想
You can bring him to Christ.
神的话你会把他带到基督里
That's how important you have to know the truth of God.
这就是为什么那么重要你要知道圣经的真理
To worship not only in spirit
那敬拜
But in truth
不只说是在灵里面而是要在这个真理里面
Worship means offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
这个敬拜是说你要献上是当作活祭
Being used by God
是被神所
No longer you but Christ lives
不再是你而是基督在你
Everything is Christ's way
每一件事情都是
God's way is the best Because God created the world He created you
因为他知道一切他是创造了这个一切他创造
If you follow him
如果你跟从他
You'll live a happy life
你会有一个真正快乐喜乐的生命
At one time I bought a Window,
我买了一个
computer，Window computer，
这个 Windows 的 computer。
Someone said, but the package in the package they sent me a one is an Apple instruction.
那个包装 包装说是这个苹果的。
No, the computer, the hardware is Windows, Microsoft.
那个电脑它里面的核心里面装的东西是微软的。
They sent me the wrong instruction.
但是他们给我发了这个那个说明书了。
They sent me an Apple.
错了，他给我发的这个说明
how to operate the Windows
操作说明书呢是苹果的操作说明书，苹果电脑的操作说明书。
Because you got the wrong instruction.
肯定没办法嘛，因为你是这个说明书是错的。
To get the machine going, you got to have the original, true manual.
如果你要让这个机器能够正确的、正常的运作的话，你必须得有个对的操作手册。
And Christian is operated by
基督徒
the right manual of God, the Bible.
是要靠这个圣经的这个正确的使用说明书来操作。
But a lot of Christians live.
但很多基督徒
their window life is an Apple instruction.
它是里面有的这个Windows 的操作系统，但它看的是这个苹果的这个说明书，这是不可能操，这
is inconceivable，
这没办法 function， 没办法运作的。
It's crazy，
这疯了，这
is lunatic，
这个简直是太疯了。
We must follow the Bible， but
我们必须得要
the Bible must be your primary，
圣经它要成为你主导
your primary book of life。
成为你主导最重要的书。
Once you read the Bible, you don't read other book. I used to read a lot of different book and motivational book.
读了这个圣经，你别的书你都可以不用了。
Money making book.
我读那个什么关于怎么赚钱的书。
How to make money from the stock market.
怎样赚钱在股票里面。
And I wrote a book how to
还写了书。
I wrote a book how to get rich slowly.
我写了一本书怎样
慢慢 how to get rich slowly.
慢慢的富有。
And surely.
而且是确定的。
And people have to pay $100 membership to get to my book in the web.
他们要花$100来买我的书。
But when I look at it now, it's a garbage.
但我现在我回想去看，那是垃圾。
This is just to sell the book, sell my company.
就是为了卖掉我的那个我的公司。
It sells it.
这是为了我自己的。
But gospel was different.
但是神的书不一样。
It's free.
是免费的。
It's work, we work.
而且它是可以运作的，有效。
Money back guarantee.
而且是可以，如果不行的话，可以免费退货。
Satisfaction guarantee.
美国是绝对保证满意的，保证。
That's how good is God's word.
这神的话语就是多么的好。
And brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹。
God gave you so much.
神给你
gave you the Holy Spirit,
给你圣灵。
When you were sinner, He saved you.
当你罪人的时候，他救你。
And not only after He saved you, He said,
hey, 他救了你之后，不只是救了你。
Now,
他说
my son
现在
will be punished.
我的儿子
on behalf of you, right?
要为你受这个罪。
Now you don't have to get be punished.
那现在你不需要受这个惩罚。
Not only that,
不只是这样。
My son died for you.
而且我的儿子为你而死。
And you're free.
现在你已经被释
放。Not only that.
不只是这样。
Now I want you to be my son.
我要你成为我的儿子。
That's crazy.
哇，这个就疯了。
You forgive someone, then you want him to be your son.
赦免了一个人，你还想要那个人来成为你的儿子。
Not only.
而且不只是这样。
Son,
不只是成为你的儿子。
And God said, you inherit all my inheritance.
你还可以继承我的一切的产业。
That's beyond crazy.
这是 crazy.远远超过这个疯狂。
That's God's grace for you.
但这个就是神要给你的。
You become children of God.
你成为神的儿子。
He chose you.
他拣选你。
And he adopted you as son.
他收养你。
And
成为他的儿子。
He will glorify you in heaven.
他在天上还要荣耀你。
Give you everything in heaven.
给你一切这个。
And also inherit all the inheritance.
给承受他一切的产业。
All the possessions in heaven.
所有在天上这一切产业。
So Christian, the rich kid.
所以基督徒是有钱的孩子。
All we need is ask the Father.
我们唯一需要的就是求告我们天的父。
Father,
天父。天父。
I need a job.
我需要一份工作。
Do you think it's too difficult?
你觉得对他来说很难吗？
Because he created the world.
因为他创造了这个
世界。He created all the jobs.
他创造了所有的工作。
To God, that's nothing.
对神来说，这算不了什么。
If you believe in God, He cannot do it.
如果你相信神，神做不到的话
，Your God is too small, my friend.
那你的神是太小了。
Our God is a big God.
但我们的神是大的神。
We can rely on Him.
我们可以依靠他。
Read the Bible.
读圣经。
To know God.
知道神。
Jesus said, "That's the true worship."
耶稣说，这是真正的敬拜。
Now I give you four C.
现在我给你
four C.As a Christian, we live out in our Christian life.
四个 C.
The first thing is that the
第一个 C 就是基督徒。
We must care.
我们
care, C A R E, care.
我们必须得要关注
means love.
这个就是爱，要关爱。
God's love, God care about other people.
神关注别人，关爱别人。
According to the Bible, we care. According to the Bible, not care.
圣经我们要去关爱。
According to our standard,
而不是按照我们的标准。
God's standard of care is unconditional.
神的标准的这个关爱是无条件的。
Even care your enemy,
甚至关爱你的仇敌。
The second thing is,
第二个
we can.
第二个 C 就是我们可以能够。
It's like Obama, his campaign's
slogan
is, yes, we can!
他的那个标语是，我们可以!
But he lost his election.
但是他败选。
In the second term.
The 第二,
or third term, I forgot. And Trump now is in charge.
现在这个川普已经,
and nobody remember, hey, we can, yes, we can.
每个人都我可以。
But Jesus said, yes, you can!
但耶稣说, 是的, 你可以。
Philippians chapter 4:20. You can do all things through me.
第四章里面讲说，你在我里面，你可以做到。
You can do all things through me.
你可以为我做这一切。
你可以高准加给我力量的，
加给我力量的，加给我。
You can do all things.
你可以成就做成这一切。
Through me. Who comes to strength? Who gives you the strength?
给你加添力量。
You can do anything.
你可以做一切。
You can ask for anything.
你可以向神求一切。
Doesn't mean God will grant you anything, but God will give you the best.
神会给你一切，但神会给你是最好的。
God give you the best.
神给你是最好的。
If you say God's no, you say yes.
神的神说不，也是等于是 yes.
That's a true worship.
这是你这样，你就是真正的敬拜。
Because God is always right, you are always wrong.
因为神他永远是对的，我们永远都是错的。
The second one is we can. Because God,
我们能够。
God is able. That's why we are able.
神可以，我们就可以。
The third, we content.
第三个 C 就是我们啊，
知足，
满足，知足。
Content, the original meaning means we are satisfied.
知足最早的意思，原本的意思就是我们。
We have enough.
满意，我们足够了。
But the problem, the question that they don't think they have enough.
基督徒不觉得自己已经足够。
Because the pattern of the world is we want more.
世界的这个模式就是我想要更多。
It's greed.
就是贪心。
Greed is good.
贪心是好的。
One more, more, more.
要更多，更多。
Then he become a poor rich person.
然后他就觉得很穷的富人。
Because he always want more, he always poor.
一直想要更多，但是他一直有这种贫穷。
Christian is different. Christian is different.
但基督徒不一样。
I content myself with what I have.
基督徒说，我对我现在的一切我感到。
Enough is enough, 师父。
够了就够了。
I have enough.
我已经够了。
If I want more, ask God.
如果我还要更多的话，
If God give, I take it. If God doesn't give me, it's good for me.
神可以给我，如果神没有给我的话，我也够。
I'm content.
因为我知足。
A content person is a happy person.
知足的人是快乐的。
A content person is a rich person.
知足的人是富有的。
To be content is rich enough.
知足就已经足够了。
To be not content is always poor.
如果不知足的话，你就是。
And get yourself into a lot of trouble too.
而且你自己。给自己带来很多的麻烦。
You might go even go to jail.
甚至会可能会入监狱。
That's called content. God wants us to be content.
知足。Thankful. 要我们知足就是要感恩。
To know God has given us enough.
知道神已经给了我们足够。
Even I don't have job, I have enough.
甚至我没有工作，我还感到知足，因为我有神。
He who has God has everything.
他神，他知道神，认识神的人，他有一切。
He who has God with everything else does not have more.
拥有神的人比那其他没有神、没有不认识神却拥有一切其他的人。
One more time. He who has God has everything.
有神的人就拥有了一切。
He who has God with everything else.
这他有了神，而且有了一切的其他的
does not have more than he who has God.
Sorry, just one second.
Means he who has everything,
他有一切
has God with everything else, with the, all the fortune of the world.
他有这个一切这个世界上的所有的这个财富
does not have more.
但他不比
he who has God,
不比那个只拥有神的人
Now you understand.
对
Anyone understand? Anyone don't understand what you're saying? I can repeat it.
You know what?Okay, let's do it again.
One more time. He who has God has everything.
有神的人他有一切。
He who has God with everything else in the world.
有了神，而且又拥有了世界上一切的人
does not have more.
但他也没有说拥有多少更多。
One more time. I think that's enough. Okay, one more time. It's the same logic. He who has God has everything.
他有神的人有一切。
He who has God has all the fortune of the world does not have more.
就是有神的人又拥有这一切的人，他也不比前面那个人多。
One more time. He who has God minus everything else.
有了神却一切其他都没有的话
does not have less.
但他不比，不比后面那个就拥有一切又拥有神的人少。
Okay.Norman, I test you. Okay. What I said, you just explain in Chinese.
就是说，有了神的人，
对他们说，对他们说，喊出来的吗？
是不是就是有了神的人就是最富有的？因为你有最有钱的人，也不会比那个有神的人更有钱。 就是只要有神就有人，
对，
就是这个意思吧。
最后一句就是你有神，但是非常苦，什么也没有。
但是还是最富有的人，
凡事不是缺乏的人。You don't need anything. Does not have less.
我解释一下，这边提到是两种人，一种人就是只拥有神，但他其他东西都没有，算是物质上比较差。但第二种人呢，他有了神，而且又有了一切全部。这两种人比较的话，前面什么都没有只有神的人，不比后面那个就拥有神又有一切的人不比他少。
OK, think about it.
后面那个第二种人也不比前面人多。
OK, we have all week to think about it. OK, me summarizing one word. He who has God has everything.
这句话来总结的话，就有神的人就有了一切。
You have God, you have happiness.
有了神，你有了喜乐。
You have God, you have everything.
有了神，你就有了一切。
But on the contrary,
但是相反
，You don't have God.
如果你没有神。
Even you have everything, you are nothing.
有了世界上的一切，你什么都没有。
You are miserable.
你是非常悲惨。
You don't have love, joy, peace. Because only God can give love, joy, peace. Only can God give.
只有神可以给这个仁爱、喜乐和平。
Aim at God.
你要定睛在神上面。
You have happiness.
你就有喜乐。
Aim at earth.
你如果定睛在这个地上的东西。
You lose earth eventually.
你会失去地上的东西
，because you will die.
因为你会死的。
And also you will lose God too.
你死了以后，你把神也丢掉，也没了神。
Now think about that.
想一想。
Some people understand more, some people don't.
有些人可能更能理解，有些。
The one understand more, talk to them. One longer, the one not understand less.
理解的就像那个还没有理解到的解释一下。
And next week come here talk about.
下周的话再来。
And share with other people.
再讨论可以。跟其他人分享。
Why you have God, you have everything.
为什么你有了神就有？
Why you have God plus everything else, but not at all.
你有了神又有了一切，你也不算那个拥有更多。
Why you have God lack of everything else, you still have less. You still don't have less.
如果你只有神，你其他都没有的话，你不比那个其他人少什么？
That's why we need to worship God.
这就是为什么需要敬拜
神。That's the true worship, worship God.
真正的敬拜者是敬拜神的。
Draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
靠近神，神就会靠近。
Depends on God, you'll find happiness in your marriage and everything.
靠近神，你就会拥有这一切。
That's the message.
这就是这个
信息。From Paul and from Jesus,
信息。
The true worshipper live out the life.
真正的敬拜者
in truth.
活出这样的心理和诚实的。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着这个圣灵。
So the key principle we put an S in the end. S
这个关键这个钥匙的这个那个原则有个最后一个 key 是最后一个 S.
Keep empowering you, the Holy Spirit keeps empowering you.
不断的加添力量在你里面。
Successfully.
成功。
Guarantee is S.
S 也是那个成功 successful。
K-E-Y-S, the key spirit means your Christian life is the Holy Spirit keeps on empowering you.
圣灵会不断地给你加添力量
，successfully，
让你成功
，guarantee，
绝对有保证
，never fail，
永不失败
，always there，
永远都在那里
，always be with you，
一直都在那里
，until you see God with a new body，
直到你见到神的时候，你有新的身体。
That's why we have.
这就是为什么我们有盼望。
We are optimistic.
我们有极大的乐观的盼望。
We are happy.
我们很喜乐。
We have love, joy, peace.
我们有仁爱、喜乐和。
We are free.
我们很自由。
Christian can smile.
基督徒可以微笑。
Because we have God.
因为我们有神。
In God we find everything we need.
在神里面可以找到一切我们需要的。
True God worshiper is living out the Bible.
就是活出圣经的话语在你的生活当中。
And to glorify God,
荣耀神。
And to give the world more love,
给世界更多的爱。
Because the world doesn't need more other thing.
这个世界不需要别的了。
More gasoline, no.
不是要需要更多的油。
Or more money,
更多的钱。
The world need love.
这个世界需要的是爱。
We don't have love.
我们没有爱
but,
但
God put you there
神把你放在
main plan is one main purpose is to share God's love with other people
主要的原则就是跟别人分享
unconditional
无条件
with your spouse
跟你的太太
in
或者先生
at work
在工作
in school
在学校
everywhere
任何地方
as a living sacrifice
献上作为活祭
and worship God in your
敬拜
the other six days not just on Sunday
其他的六天都要不只是星期天
praise the Lord and we pray so anyone want to still have time right anyone want to share come to the front not much time okay one of our prayer
yeah